forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Kitty Cat Cappuccino.
And Patrick Portrick. Porridge, my Irish name.
Oh, yeah. Marika. And my Irish name is Colleen. And we are here with Irish superstar phenomenon, icon, diva, goddess, Nicola Collin.
Hi.
Now, hey, you know what? Your last name is Irish pronunciation, which not everyone would know.
Oh, Collin.
So hilariously, it's actually pronounced Cochlin.
Should I say that? I thought it was Collin.
I mean, I don't really mind. Don't worry.
No, of course I'm doing it right. I'm going to do it right. How do you like it?
So it's Cochlin.
How do you like a baby? How do you like it?
Nicola Cochlin. Her kink is being called by her correct last name.
There's a very
Nicola
famous...
Nicola Cochlin.
There's a very famous
Nicola
art.
Cochlin!
No! Does that drive you crazy? People should not say your name wrong. You should be mad at me right now. Cancel me.
Not at all.
Cancel
not
my
at
ass.
All.
fuming. I just watched 4,000 episodes of Love Island.
This is so random.
My
I have
God,
two things.
That season.
I have one thing to say and one thing to ask you. One thing I have to say is that there's a famous, historically famous, maybe from like the 80s, maybe from the 90s, or maybe from, 80s or 90s, Irish miler named Eamon Coughlin. And
yes.
Who's, you know him?
I know of him, yes.
Yes. And then secondly, what is the deal with Scotland?
I know. What are they doing?
Are they, like, connected with you guys? Like, what is their deal?
So, yeah, they are. So they are also Celts. So if you go England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, three nations are Celtic, and then there's England.
Wait, is Wales its own thing? I thought Wales was, like, kind of
Wales
part
is its own... No, it's its own country. And then in Ireland, we have the Republic and then Northern Ireland as well.
If Wales is its own country, then why was Princess Anne a queen of Wales when Wales probably should have had its own queen?
Because there's that, and then there's the United Kingdom. Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. It's a whole thing.
So is the royal family in charge of Ireland too? No offense.
Not where I'm from. No, it's fine. No, but not where I'm from.
Okay, cool.
But if I say I'm doing a show in Dublin, is that UK?
That's Republic of Ireland.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. So
that's fucking crazy. The world is big, wild, wacky, crazy, and I'm loving every minute of being in it.
Essentially, crazy. Meghan Markle's in charge of Dublin, but not. Oh no, is in charge of Wales, but not of Dublin. And when Meghan and Markle tries to tell Dublin to do something, they're like, "You're not in charge of us."
What is she up to? What is that girly girl up to?
I know.
Meggie quarantined, Moo Moo.
Quarantined in Canada.
Quarantined
with Bay in Canada. So this fall in free form.
The best ever is that my mom, as I said, she's in her 70s. She just got a smartphone, but she started watching YouTube and she doesn't understand like algorithms. So she likes watching things about the royal family. But then like I went to her emails the other day. And it was like all these like Meghan Markle YouTube channel updates. And I was like, Mom! She's like signed up for like 70,000 Meg. She doesn't know how she's done it or anything, but it's great.
I love the royal family. Is it okay to say?
Do you like the new baby?
I don't care about the babies. Everyone's always like, the babies. I care once.
Another one of your interests is babies, but the Venn diagram doesn't
kind of. Yeah, I don't like.
You like babies and you like the royal family, but you don't care about royal babies.
I'm more interested in like the aging. Like I'm more interested in like when so there's a king who, I'm more interested in the siblings that don't kind of become the king or queen. You know what I mean? Who then their kids are like cousins with the famous babies and their kids like Beatrice. Like no one necessarily super cares about Beatrice, but
yeah,
I do.
She's always wearing crazy hats.
Of course. Anyways, I don't mean to talk about the royal family because Nicola, look at me. They are not in charge of you and they cannot ever tell you what to do.
No, they're not my boss.
No.
Although I do live in the UK, so I have to pay the Queen some of my tax money, but you know.
Now, Nicola, would you ever want to live in the States?
I would. I want someone to pay me to go and work in New York.
Well, I'm sure you will get to do that very soon.
That will happen. That would be a nice thing to do. I mean,
what
it would
is
be
your
nice
dream?
Oh my God. I would just like to, like, I want to kind of keep working. I know that sounds really dumb, but I think because I didn't work for so long, I'm like, if people will give me money to do acting, I would be very happy to do that.
Totally.
I mean, I want to meet like Amy and Tina.
Mm-hmm.
I want to like hold their, I want to Oprah hold their hands like that.
I see that. I definitely see that for you.
Oh my God.
Definitely.
I just want to do loads of different shit. I think like things are better nowadays. I think there's more opportunity to do different stuff. I think before I was like, are you a comedy actor? Are you a drama actor? Are you whatever? But I think now that the lines are a bit more blurred and it's good.
It's the song Blurred Lines from 2013.
Yeah, it's Blurred Lines. That it was actually, I'm reclaiming that.
It's that iconic feminist anthem, Blurred Lines.
Have you ever drunkenly been like, I'm not dancing to this? Because I have done that and like no one cares.
Wow.
I was in a gay club.
I'm always
in
like,
Soho.
This slaps. I'm like, oops, this slaps. My new show on E, oops, this slaps.
What is the gay scene like in Ireland in terms of like, is it cool to be gay there? Is it like, was it cool to be gay there for longer than in the United States? Can everyone get married there?
Now you can. So there was when was the referendum? I think it was 2005 was the equal marriage referendum. So Ireland was so actually the first country in the world to vote for equal marriage by popular vote.
That's incredible.
Incredible of us. Congratulations,
you know what?
Ireland.
I hate to say it, but 2005 was about a year after the 18-year-old gay Simon went on Real World Paris. So I feel like
oh my God, not 2005.
He hates to say it. He hates to bring that up.
I hate to say it, but that must have had something to do. It can't be coincidence.
Well, it is because I've massively fucked in. Just realized it happened in 2015, not 2005.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say that sounds so early. I was
a lot of work for Simon to do.
Absolutely did not happen then. There's a lot of great gay clubs in Dublin and in Belfast too. And yeah, I think it's pretty cute now.
You know that, speaking of gay Simons, did you know there's a Hulu show called Love, Victor that's a spinoff of Love, Simon, but there's none of the same character. There's none of the same characters or storylines, but it's a spinoff because there's also a gay person. It's also a gay person in Love, Victor.
I don't like that. You know, I really bombed in Dublin, and that's why I think maybe it's not.
No.
That's why I was like, is it gay friendly? I bombed, but then I had some that were fun and then some that were bombs. And I think it's because I was opening for like YouTube sketch group vibes, and it was like a lot of straight guys.
Oh, was it Foil Arms and Hog?
It was. They were super nice, but the crowd was not loving me.
So, it would be quite a different. Like, I was at university. I was in an improv competition against them.
Okay,
wow,
girl.
The world is all together.
Tell us about, what was it like at uni?
So I did English and classical civilization, and I did no work at all. And just
because
was like, I'm
like
in the drama society. And I just got my degree just about, and then went to drama school and like forgot all about that.
But wait, were you doing improv comedy?
Yeah, just like in the drama society, like not as my course. But yeah, I was very into improv at the time.
Did you yes and everyone?
Did you yes and them, huh?
Did you do object work that was like this? Were you like mixing a batter in a cake bowl like this? I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this? I was always at UCB try pretending I was making cake.
Yeah, I was always at UCB being like, when I was bored in an improv scene, I'd be like, oh my God. He's watching us, you sick fuck! And I pretend a killer was there.
There was a guy I went to drama school with who was so bad at improv that everything he would come into, he just would go, everybody get down! Every sketch, every single one. I was like, this is the worst
thing. He sounds amazing.
There was a guy in my UCB class once who was... And actually, our producer Tracy was in this class, and maybe she'll remember this person.
Tracy, shout out if you remember this person.
Scream. Who would, if he was holding something, he was kind of a nerdy, like, unlikable guy. And if he was holding something in a scene when the teacher called edit, he would, like, throw it up in the air to be like, I'm done. But it's like if he was holding a cup when the scene was over, he would just, like, throw the cup in the air to be like, I'm not really holding a cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyways.
He sounds really sexy. He's out. Wait, my question is at uni, were you hooking up?
Was I hooking up? I mean, I feel like I was like very in love with all of like the drama boys. And I was like, like they just did like a rip off of Monty Python. I was like, oh my God. And oh my God. It's so incredible. I love that forever. And yeah, I don't think I've evolved much from that, which is really great for me.
Are you looking for love?
And when was your first kiss? And what was your first kiss?
I feel like I was quite old. I was like 14. Which is like,
okay, that's so much younger than when I got kissed. No one would touch these nasty lips for years.
Yeah.
He was a boy. He was in the school musical with me. I've always quite liked a guy that you're like, is he gay? And then you're like, he's actually not. But you know, there's vibes.
Totally.
He's actually straight. So that was like very much the vibe. And it was like the times where you'd get your friend to ask them out for you. Mm-hmm. So we call
it was when those you're times.
Like, yeah. When you're a teenager in Ireland, you don't call it kissing, you call it shifting.
Shifting.
Which the I think is like UK. A very beautiful term.
That's gorgeous.
Every time you think you know what they call kissing in Ireland or England, it's like you think you've finally learned what snogging is. And now they're like, no, finally actually
wrapped
shifting.
Your brain around snogging.
Yeah. I know shifting is like very specifically Irish and just does not sound sexy or exciting at all, but. You'd be like, and you'd say at a teen disco, like, will you shift my friend?
Oh, my God.
It sounds a little bit violent.
Yeah.
It does. It just doesn't sound very nice. But like, my first kiss was quite gross.
To be at a teen disco.
To be at a teen disco.
They were foul. They were disgusting. I don't know about your guys' teen discos, but yeah, they were.
I don't have that. We're like in our houses, like begging to go to like, I don't know where, the bowling alley.
It kind of feels like that now. Like I keep watching Netflix shows and me like falling in love with all the guys on the show. Because I feel like a teenager. I feel like I'm gonna like print out pictures of them and cut them out and stick them on like a notebook.
Who is your celeb crush?
They're all really basic right now, but I like Penn Badgley.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He is so hot. I love him.
He's so hot. And like it's his real life persona that's so hot. I'm like, and he's just like married to a doula. And I'm like, oh.
I know.
Wait, who's he married to?
Do you want to get, he's married to a Kirk sister.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I think I knew that on some level.
Of the famous Jemima Kirk thing to girls.
Yeah. I think I interviewed that Kirk sister at Sundance Film Festival. And she got a case of the giggles during the interview and couldn't stop. And her co-stars were, say it with me, angry at her. And she was so sweet, but she was in a very serious film that dealt with human trafficking. And so but she couldn't stop giggling. She was very endearing. She was very sweet, but she got a giggle.
I hope one day I'm in a film that's so serious that I get screamed at for laughing during it.
Yeah.
Well, it was like that's my new career goal.
Well, it was like very passive aggressive. Well, I don't want to like tell tales out of school, but it was very much like, okay, well, what's her first name again?
Jemima?
That's a different one that you're thinking. I think that you're thinking of Lola Kirk.
Oh, I'm thinking of, how many Kirks
there's
are
like,
there?
I think there's three, a lot. I think. Yeah. Oh.
Let's get them all on the pod at once.
That would be incredible.
Just a Kirk spesh.
So
do you want to get married one day?
I mean, I guess, but also I just don't want to be married to like an annoying, mean person.
Totally.
That's an amazing idea. I guess that's reinvent marriage and have it not be towards annoying
men. Yeah, just don't, that's cute. And like, also I have like a very cute flat in London that's like very girly and has like lots of like, I bought like champagne coupes. I thought that word was coupe also up until normal people. You know, like those like,
oh,
the glass.
Is a coupe like the roundy ones?
Yeah, but I thought it was like, I was like, it's a coupe. And then I realized I'm a Philistine and I'm disgusting.
I would never know that word.
I haven't watched.
But I had an ex-boyfriend who had black bed sheets, so I just don't. I can't have that in my life.
That's kind of sexy to me. Was it cotton or silk?
No, they were
like jersey,
bally, like old bed sheets. Yeah. And we lived together, so I used to try and you know, like I like launder them as much as I could, but like there's just no. And I was like poor, so I couldn't buy another property.
How long did you live with your ex?
Like about 2 years.
I feel the same way about my apartment. I'm like, I want my apartment forever.
Yeah. I'm like, I have a cabaret poster on the wall. Like, it's just not.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, one time there was a straight man in there fixing the toilet, and I was like, just be careful of my things.
Yeah.
Totally.
I panic. No, why?
That's kind of a real signifier of adulthood to have a man in your apartment, like, fixing something and you're paying them to fix it.
But the problem is it's my apartment's so small that I, like, can't avoid them. So I'm just weirdly sitting, like, this close to them, like, are you okay? Like,
yeah.
What nabe do you live? What's the chicest nabe?
So I live in, like, Hackney, which is northeast. Okay. And I've lived in pretty much every part of London that you can imagine.
Is Hackney
and
your
it's
fave?
My fave. It's my fave, aww. Yeah.
If you moved to New York, if you moved to America, would you go to New York or LA?
She's New York.
New York.
Yeah. So you want to be on Broadway? You should be on Broadway.
That would be really fun. But, like, doing theater is hard work. Oh, my God. Like, I've done it. I've done runs of shows, but oh, my God.
Doing
theater just takes over your life.
Doing theater doesn't look hard to me unless you, like, are doing choreo.
Doing theater doesn't look hard to my friend.
Unless you're doing cardio.
Unless you're doing what?
Not cardio, choreo. If you're doing choreo, I'm like, okay, this is
cardio.
Cardio. I saw the new West Side Story and I thought the choreo was really impressive. But someone else, I think my boyfriend was like, it was just a regular choreo. And I was like, well, I thought it was good. So,
anyway. But, like, I honestly think, like, the standard on Broadway is so ridiculously, insanely amazing. Like, yeah, I can't even deal.
Not
shit on the West End, but I'm just being honest about it.
Are you a singer?
No, but I can, like, hold a tune. I'm like, okay. I'm no Catherine Cohen, let's put it that way.
No.
Yeah. You are a Catherine
you
Cohen.
You are Catherine Cohen.
You are Colleen. You are a Colleen Cohen. I am.
Wait, what's the Irish version of Cohen?
It's like a different. It's like,
are there Jewish people in Ireland?
Like, very few, genuinely.
That's
like, it's
not
really.
Okay.
It's,
okay, that's
it's super
not okay.
rare. Like, I know.
I'm gonna move there. I'm gonna move there and reinvent what it's like to be Jewish.
You
in
move
Ireland.
There and start like converting
should.
People to Judaism. I what was I going to say? Wait, okay. This is my thing with normal people, is I haven't watched the show yet because I didn't like the book as much as everyone else did.
So I actually preferred the show to the book.
Oh, maybe I'll watch
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I think their chemistry is like so ridiculously insane.
I know. Yeah. Do you know them? I'm like, are
so
they
I got sent the episodes in advance because I'm really important.
Come through, girl.
Oh, thank you. But I messaged them both and I was like, I'm very obsessed with you and you're incredible and whatever. And then the other day I had to get something printed in London. My phone broke. The whole story is very boring, so I will not bother with it. But I was like, I need someone that lives near where I live. And Paul Mescal from Normal People lives near me. I was like, hey, have you got a printer?
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's
so crazy.
That's, yes.
Wait, the boy from the like main boy.
He
from
is
Normal
so
People?
The main boy.
Sexy.
He's hot.
How old is he? Am I allowed to say he's sexy?
I think he's like younger than you. I think. I mean,
oh,
I did.
Let's find out. Let's find out online.
To find out. I'm doing that thing where I'm like,
he's
I don't
24.
Know, and then I'm like,
we, our
24.
Producer says
I thought
he's
24. He was
24. Okay, I'm allowed. I'm allowed.
He looks.
Allowed
he looks older.
Hot. You're allowed.
Do you watch Love Island, Nicola?
I obsessed with it so much.
Okay, so I just finished the best season, which was season 5.
Who was that? That was
Amber and Amber 1, which was crazy.
Maura.
And then Maura is an icon.
Yeah.
I'm going to
but
watch
the things,
that season.
The things I do to that fella, I'm not even joking.
What also, is that? Like she came in every episode, she caused amazing drama. She's incredible to watch.
I'm going to watch that season.
So amazing. She's actually from this tiny part of Ireland that my mom is from. And it's like the first person to ever be like on television from there that I have known of. And I like told my mom, but then Maura was like quite like naughty on television. So she like wasn't
she was
very happy
so
about
naughty.
It.
She's you know what I liked? You know, I liked how when Maura's mom came to visit, she was like, I'm not crazy about Curtis because Curtis sucks so bad.
I'm going to say a very weird thing right now. But I
okay, I'm ready.
Met Curtis. I like watched the show and was like, I don't get it at all. And they're like, And then in person, he's like way more attractive than you think.
Well, he's really attractive, but his personality is absolutely unbearable.
Yeah. And I,
you're,
so I went.
You're like, I date it. You're like, I'm into Curtis.
I'm not okay. No. But I went on Love Island After Sun, the like companion show the week that.
Oh,
okay,
I haven't seen that.
So it was the week that Amy was there.
Oh my God!
Who else? Lucy, the surfer.
Yeah, the beacher.
Lucy?
Absolutely. Beach girl. Absolutely.
The beacher. And then, like, the beacher.
The two boys, like George and someone else. But it was like an iconic week to be on because, like, it was like after, like, Amy cut her hair.
It's such a juicy.
Like,
oh my God.
It's so good.
Yeah, I just found, like, Curtis, oh, every time he was on screen, I was like, get the fuck, he's so fake. He's so, no. I'm like, whatever. You're like, Curtis is a dear friend. He printed something for me in London a few weeks ago.
No, I just, Curtis was at the RuPaul's Drag Race UK launch with his brother.
Oh, I was just going to say that me and my boyfriend have finally exhausted all of the US Drag Race and we're going to start UK.
Yeah, the UK one's really good.
Okay, good. I'm going to watch it.
But they, yeah, Curtis and his brother, who looks like a tiny version of him, were on it choreographing in one of the apps.
I love when there's a hot guy whose younger brother looks like a tiny version of him. I think that's so cool.
I don't like that. Am I being too mean about Curtis? He just sucked so bad.
Well, I watched only the first season of Love Island UK, and yeah. I loved Lauren on that season.
Oh God,
she was the girl. She had been like in a picture with one of the 1D guys, One Direction guys, and then everyone got mad at her.
Oh yes, I remember her.
She was so sweet. No one wanted to like be in love with her necessarily, but she was so sweet.
It sucks when no one wants to be in love with you.
Necessarily.
I think it's incredibly rude, actually.
Yeah. I know, it's just not right. Anyway, thanks for indulging my, I just watched all of it, so I'm just like, it's,
oh no, I'm having, talking to I'm the right dreaming person in here. It.
Like, I'm literally, I dream in Love Island speak, but we decided that we need to take a break, so on to something narrative.
Do you know Laura what Muir? Are you? Do you know who Laura Muir is?
No.
She's a very good female Scottish runner. Oh. Miler. I want to get a miler. We're seeing a chance.
You don't know the Scottish miler that my friend mentioned?
I unfortunately do not, but there's so much to learn about her, I'm sure.
I would love to sit down with you and talk about Laura Muir.
I know. I'm sorry that I wish I knew more. I should have done my research.
No, yeah, but it's okay.
We're not mad. We're literally not mad.
We're not mad. We definitely could still finish the episode. It's just we're gonna have to do a pivot and
we'll do some cuts. We'll do some big cuts.
We were gonna end this with a 45-minute discussion of Laura Muir. So,
how many times have you been in love?
Love that thing we all want. That big guy up in the sky. Love. Oh God. I feel like maybe twice. I'm not sure.
Cool.
But then I also have that thing of like when I like always feel like when a relationship is over, I'm like, okay, that's it now.
When someone
send them away.
Yeah, totally. When someone says they've been in love more than twice, it's like, okay, well, I actually think you've never been in love. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no way you're being in love four times. Like,
I don't know. No. I think I've been in love so much.
No, have I see you? That you're one of the people that I suspect of.
You know, someone told me that we were talking about how I'm too trusting of people who are bad. Like, I always think someone's good and like believe the good in them. And Pat's always like, I don't trust them.
I'm
and
always
said that's
telling
because
you.
Of astrology.
Really?
But it's somebody, my friend was just saying, like, I had that exact thing. My friend was talking about this guy. Well, maybe I shouldn't say it. But anyway, I was just like, he seems like, that seems honest. She's like, no, of course not. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just assume everyone's good.
Since an early age, I've been explaining to people that other people suck and kind of like helping them see that.
That's why you played such a big role in my life.
Yeah.
life so you've been or something twice. Like it.
Now, who do you want? Now, what is your dream? We've kind of beat around the bush, but we haven't really went there and said it. What is your dream of all dreams? If you had a blank piece of paper and a quill and a bottle of ink to write down what your life would look like moving forward.
Like MASH, but make it no options. Maybe one option only. Do you ever play MASH?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, weirdly, I will not say who. I'll not say who it is. But I remember years ago, written a guy on MASH that I wanted to marry, and I just found out a girl I know had started seeing him, and I felt like, personally attacked by that, even though it happened like years before I met her. But also, I was like, that seems rude.
You don't date guys from your
friends. Guys that your friend MASH.
You just said, we all know that.
Rule of culture, but
the main rule of life.
The weirdest thing about MASH and the most is like mansion, apartment, shed, house. Like, what the fuck?
I thought it was Shack.
Oh, Shack. Yeah, Shack.
It's like, obviously, mansion.
MASH.
Interest. So you...
I don't know. I feel like I would love to like own a flat in London.
That's right, girl.
But everything is very expensive there.
I know.
And also, I'm currently renting out a flat there that I don't live in right now because of the pandemic. So that's also...
It's so fucking painful to pay rent every month. I'm like, are you serious? Although I'm very privileged that I have savings and I can do so. So
totally.
Yeah, same.
I'm going to shut my little trap. I'm going to stop complaining.
It's very annoying. I would like to... Just do all the shit that Judi Dench does. You know what I heard that she did during Cats, which I'm very obsessed with? Hmm. She used to go to her trailer and every lunch break and have a little glass of champagne and like...
Oh my God. Okay,
I'm like, that's amazing.
Judi Dench has problem with substances.
That's amazing.
You heard it here first from Nicola Coughlin. Judi Dench has a problem with substances.
I want to be really open about this. Like, I'm really sorry for wearing the most hideous color that's ever been invented. Like, this isn't even a color. I'm blending into the wall. I would normally dress up for you guys, but it's just like... It's hard to get motivated. Also, you know why? Because I was like, I need to shower before I do that, and there wasn't time to shower.
Yeah,
I look terrible. I rolled out of bed in a panic because I had slept 20 minutes too late because of the pandemic, screwing up my sleep cycle.
You slept late because of the pandemic.
I slept late because of the I overslept because of the pandemic and kind of dealing with that. And so I kind of sometimes I look, actually, Nicola, I need you to know that sometimes I look better than this, if you could believe.
I think this beautifully segues us into our next segment.
Wait, Nicola, we met, right? Did we meet at the Bell House?
I don't think we did because you were on stage and I was really in the audience.
It was so rude of you not to leave stage to meet my friend.
I know. Why would you do that to me, Pat? Why? Our Irish connection means nothing to you.
I know. No, we are probably related down the line. You know when you're little, I don't know if this is a thing in other countries, but because in America, everyone's like ancestors like immigrated here. It was like you always do these projects on your ancestors that immigrated here. And my gay uncle is always the one who like has all the tea on like our ancestors.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would do so many reports where this sentence was in it. A girl named Margaret Gibbons, I think, came here and she was a talented seamstress. I'm like, I just remember always saying she was a talent. She made a living as a talented seamstress. So anyways, we're probably related.
I mean, we very easily could be. Also that like there was members of my family that went to the States. Like,
were they just talented after seamstresses?
Wow, to think you could have lived in New York and had a podcast with your friend.
Yeah.
If only
if your talented seamstress had
I could be that Pat Regan. It could have been me.
What I think we should do is we should just not hook up just in case we're cousins.
We just have to be like safe about it. So yes, agreed.
Yeah, that's a huge sacrifice, but thank you guys for making it for the betterment of society. Now let me ask you guys this. Do you feel hot today?
Incredible question.
Yeah, I don't feel bad today because, like, I have clean hair.
You look gorgeous.
You literally look beautiful. When I came on...
Honestly, what's going on underneath here is terrible because it is just sweatpants. I don't know why I'm just, like, outing myself. It's not, like, I want to feel like I'm fancy.
This podcast is about being real for once.
But do you know what I thought when I came and when your vision popped up on my screen? I was like, she's on television. Oh, right, she's on television. And that's why she's gorgeous.
Because she has the skin that says, yeah, I'm on TV. Yeah. Get over it. I'm on streaming services across all the countries.
Across all the countries.
I saw you posted something about your skincare routine.
Yeah, for years I've been like, and it's true, I've only been using like Lush stuff. Because I used to work in Lush in America.
Wait, what's
in
Lush?
San Francisco when I was 19.
Wait, what? But
then they're okay burying the lead. She lived in San Francisco.
No, I did.
Wait, how come you did?
So there's a visa called the J-1. It's like a working visa that students can do, university students, and you go for the summer. And
You have to go to San Francisco and work at Lush for that, if you have that visa.
Specifically. So only one person a year gets it, and it was me. And yeah, and I sold bath bombs, and I thought it was like very chic. Like I lived in a hostel for the whole summer because I didn't know how to rent an apartment because I was a baby. God. But I like used to go to Starbucks, and I was like, I invented this thing called iced coffee. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Oh my God.
Wow. That was me. And
the inventor herself.
I used to get the vanilla because they don't have them anywhere else. We didn't have Starbucks in Ireland anyway at this point. But vanilla scones, I was like very obsessed with them.
I've never been a scone head.
I'm scone head when they give you that clotted cream and jam. Mm-hmm. They let you go with the you make it a fucking pie, basically.
Yeah, for me, I just ultimately need like a chocolate element. I need a chocolate
element. I don't feel that way. If the bread is like buttery enough, I don't need that chocolate element.
For me, it's like no matter how much butter, I'm never saying not enough butter. It's never about that for me. I'm just saying that no matter what, at the end of the day, I need a chocolate element.
I can be swayed sans element if the butter is right, bitch. Now, I actually randomly feel hot today, even though I look like shit and I'm wearing a color that's best described as dead oatmeal. I feel fucking sexual. And I actually want to give a shout. I want to give a shout out because that brand Cup, that bra, Instagram bra thing. You know what I'm talking about? Cup. It's like with two U's. Check it out. They sent me a bra and it's actually amazing and makes me feel sexy, sexy style. So please send me more stuff.
Oh, I mean, I was like not wearing bras for a lot of this, but like I have pretty big boobs. So it was like not a good idea.
Okay, congratulations.
I mean, thank you.
Pat is rock hard. Pat, she's your cousin. You can't.
Oh my God.
Stop. Cousin Pat, we've talked about it so many times.
My tits have been described by Pat's boyfriend as medium to large, but I find it really uncomfortable not to wear a bra.
I find it uncomfortable, yeah. I remember I was like an A cup.
That must mean they're large.
That's probably. Yeah.
I'm wearing a sports bra right now randomly.
Oh, wow. A sports bra. That was kind of in the 90s. People were out there wearing sports bras. And also in the early, in 2005, like if a girl was working out, she ultimately was wearing like a sports bra and like,
that's definitely still happening. I know. I was trying to run, but my knee still hurts too much. Can you believe that?
That's my sexual partner. My same-sex sexual partner is going through that as well.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Still hurts.
Now, I will say that I don't feel hot per se because I jumped out of bed. But I am wearing new underwear from Mack Walden. And I can speak about that. And it is to have like what can be described as luxe underwear really can make you feel erotic in a way that nothing else really truly can make you feel eroticism. So that is like working in my favor, but I just, also it's like I'm intermittent fasting, so I can't eat till 2:30. And it's like, that's honestly what happened is like, so now like I literally, that's what made me want to sleep late always is because I want to try to get as close to 2:30 as I can. And
I'm asking genuinely, I don't know. Does that defeat the purpose if you're like waking up and then eating right away?
No, I don't know. No, because honestly, I think it's better to wake up and eat right away than it is to, because then you end up, your window ends long before you go to sleep. So it's like, I think it's best to have a long amount of time before
you're actually sleep. Right in that way. You're right.
Yeah. I think about that kind of stuff from every possible angle.
But, cool. That's healthy.
Yeah, that's really healthy. So, I'm just like, but my hour before 2:30 is so devoted to like thinking about eating that it's like hard for me to kind of exist in the world. But so that makes me not feel the hottest of hots. But
I feel like the whole vibe of where you are right now, like what you're doing, it's very like call me by your name.
Totally.
Yeah. So I feel like you could, if you just like reveled in that, you just would feel your internal hotness radiate outward.
Definitely. But what I would say is that like when you've been in a call me by your name situation for so long, it just starts to feel like normal.
It wears on you and it tears on you.
Call me by your name starts to be your baseline, you know, and then you need to even go a level up to feel sexual.
Yeah, it'd be weird to be called by your own name. I'm so funny today.
Now, I have two crushes of the week.
Oh, nice. Go off, King.
Say, my one crush of the week is Gase, 18-year-old Simon, who went on Real World Paris. And also Pasquale Leos from Real World Paris' brother, who was in my high school, and he was hot. That's all one crush of the week. My other crush of the week is Lulu Krause, talented illustratress, who sometimes illustrates my tweets in this really fun way, and she's going to start doing it again during quarantine, and it brings me so much joy. And so Lulu Krause is, of course, a crush of the week of mine that I have.
Okay, I have a few as well. My first one is Amy Solomon because she mailed me this gorgeous beret that I needed my whole life.
Ooh.
I know. I look insane with it on my headphones, but it's actually so chic. She mailed me a white, like, diamond-encrusted beret. I love it. I love her to death. My other crush is Greta Klein for texting with me yesterday and talking me down after I was spiraling because I feel like this pandemic is bringing out the worst parts of myself, like the way I compare myself to others and, like, my jealousy issues. And we were just texting about that, and she was making me feel really good. So she's my other crush of the week. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Are you guys struggling? It's like all we exist is online. So I just look on my phone. Yeah. I'm shit. I'm shit. I'm shit. I'm shit. And it's like, no, girly.
No, girly. You're not shit.
You're wearing a sports bra.
It's so hard because you're just like, what the hell can I do? And I think if you're someone who likes to be busy and doing shit and productive, and I like, and I'm like, well, I'm doing nothing.
Hey, girl, you're painting the porch.
I'm painting the porch. I'm going to paint the door.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I need to metaphorically paint the porch, and then I will stop being so jealous of everyone else.
And what?
It's like, it's jealousy is so weird because I don't even, like, I really, really don't want to be anyone besides myself. Like, I'm addicted to myself. And yet I yearn. What am I yearning for? I'm yearning for something that doesn't exist. Wow. Isn't that not the definition of nostalgia?
Nicola, do you have a crush of the week?
Crush of the week. I watched that Ryan Murphy Hollywood show, and I just was like, everyone on it was just very attractive.
Was that good?
It was like, it's like a really fun watch. I don't know, like I don't want to spoiler it, you see.
Okay.
I think I'm going to watch,
I'm not going to watch it.
I'm going to
watch
that.
Having said, I would love to be on a Ryan Murphy show.
I'm going to watch the American Horror Story with Killer Clowns at some point.
Do you find it like American Horror Story was so scary for me?
Well, I only have watched actually the first season, which wasn't super scary for me.
Some of the season, you know what the scariest one? I've watched a lot of it. It's really good, I think. The Asylum season, I think it's 3, is really good.
Do you think, which one do you think I would like best?
That is a really good one.
I would try Asylum. It's my favorite.
Okay.
And Evan Peters is very attractive in it.
He is so hot. He's so crazy attractive. Who is he with? Like, isn't he dating someone?
He was with Halsey recently, and I think they broke up.
Oh my god!
I don't get her.
We don't have enough time to start getting into.
We lack the language to what we talk about when we talk about Halsey. We lack the capacity to discuss Halsey. At least on this episode, definitely we're not ready to discuss Halsey. Maybe another episode we'll dive into Halsey, but I'm not ready.
Catherine, are you mad towards me?
Never in my life. Even though you were late and I had to call your lover to wake you up to come do the podcast, I'm not mad at you. I miss you. I love that our plan to talk twice a week. We'll see if it happens. Am I right? Give me a call later, bitch.
I will.
Actually, maybe. I can't decide. Yeah. Anyways, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. I feel incredible towards you.
Nicola, are you mad at me?
Never.
I'm obsessed with you
from the first moment.
But even though I said your last name wrong, I thought I was like,
no, I am not mad at that whatsoever.
Okay.
Never.
I feel like I've been. Are you mad at me? I feel like I keep like interrupting by accident because of.
No, it's
because
there's a lag, so it's hard. That's, I feel like I'm doing it. It's like there's. You can't tell when someone's talking. It's technology's fault.
Yeah.
It's because you had that thing where you woke up up late, so you feel like you're behind yourself, but you're not. It's all good.
Oh my God. You see my shoulders just go down and relax finally?
Oh, to not be behind myself, but to be with myself.
Wait, can I say someone else I'm obsessed with for Crush of the Week is Megan Stalter.
Oh, of course.
Our girly.
Of course.
I'm just obsessed with everything in her life.
You're guest neighbors with her because she was our most recent guest.
Yes,
I know, because I listened to her new phrase this morning.
You're guest neighbors with her.
I laughed so much at what you said about her brother because I also felt that even though like I don't know her personally as a friend, I'm like, yes, what, the way he was like a new character in a sitcom. Yes.
I know.
That's... Yes. Completely perfect.
In the third season, like Randomista.
Randomarsta.
I bought my sister a cameo from her for Christmas.
Oh my god.
It was the best thing ever.
All right. Well, I think that's all the time that we have.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod. Seriously, I'm so glad you're doing well and you're healthy with fam. I can't wait to see your new show.
Me too.
Oh, well, look, when this is all over and if we do have like a prime in New York, you should come.
I would love that. It'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And if you can get me in the same room with Shauna, I will give you $1 million, girl.
Jury duty, baby. And
jury duty.
Well, I think Chris, who's our showrunner, would love you.
Oh, would he? Okay, definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Let's definitely 100%. Let's all connect.
That's definitely all connect.
Yeah. Thank you, Nicola. We love you.
Thank you.
We live you. We laugh you.
We'll
see you soon.
Bad
dog.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.